So welcome to this Wednesday evening meeting. I started saying that I know I don't have to excuse myself ever, but I really didn't have much time to prepare this. And I asked Kirsi to pray for me earlier today. I told her I really don't know what I'm going to speak about tonight, so can you pray for me? And as I'm driving, I started to meditate a little bit on some verses, and God started to minister. It's like somebody opens up the tap and then everything is coming. I have to open my notebook and start taking notes. And I'm so thankful to God that I can feel that also when He ministers. So I hope that these thoughts will be a blessing for you, because they are a blessing for me. So, like I said, I would like to speak about days, our days. What is a day? It's a period of time. The sun comes up and it goes down. That's how we count it in the West. Then the Jews count it from the evening to the next following evening, so sundown to sundown. But basically, the light goes out. There's a little darkness, and there's a new day rising. And that new day talks about some, like a new period, a new time. And what I'm thinking is that we have sometimes good days and we have bad days. Our days are not the same. And then, I don't know if that has happened to you, but sometimes when I have a bad day, I feel like nothing matters. Whatever I do, it's just a bad day already. But I can go to sleep and I can start again tomorrow. And that's so good, because God's mercy is renewed every morning, we read. So I don't know if it's correct, but I'm just thinking maybe I can't have fresh mercy now, but I can get it tomorrow morning, and then everything will be fine. This is not doctrine, this is just me talking to you. But we have good days and bad days, but God doesn't have. Actually, we know from Hebrews 13:8 that He never changes, right? He says, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And then another place in James, it says that with Him there is no changing or shadow of turning. He is always the same. Well, sometimes it seems like He deals with us differently because we have changed. Because what we need in our situation can be different than it was yesterday. And so, does God have days? He lives independent of time. He is the one actually who created time. He is not restricted to time. But when I think about it, he also anticipates things that they would come to pass in time. And we know that there's one day that he and everybody else is really looking forward to, and that day is called that day, or the day of the Lord, or the last day. And that is going to be a day when many things will happen. That will be the closing of human history on the earth. That will be a day of judgment on the nations and also on individuals. That will be the day when He will reveal Himself in all His power and glory, and do what He wants to do on this earth. So we have that day. But also, another day that God is very interested in is today. Somebody said it, that there's only these 2 days. For us who live after Christ, there are only 2 days, today and that day. Because between today and that day, there's no change in God's plan. Like I said, that a day is when the sun goes down and something new happens in the morning. In His calendar, there's nothing changing, there's nothing new. And we will read about it a little bit more. But, so we have today. And if we turn to the Gospel of Luke, I would like to read what Jesus proclaimed when he started his ministry on the earth. So that's Luke chapter 4, starting in verse 17. Well, actually in 16. He came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And the book of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him, and unrolling the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because of this he has anointed me, to proclaim the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim deliverance to the captives, and new sight to the blind, to set liberty those having been crushed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." And rolling up the book, returning it to the attendant, he sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your ears." So, Jesus came, and we know that he is the author of a new covenant, a new testament, which he sealed with his blood. And this is when he gives his mission statement. He indicates what God's purpose was, sending him to this world, what this new chapter in history, in human history, is going to be. And this is God's purpose, like he proclaimed it here, to bring a good year, a year of favor, an era of God's grace to people. And then when he sat down, he left a little break for people to digest that. And then he says, "Today it's fulfilled. Today. From now on it starts, and from now on you live in this day. This is your time. This is your day." So the sun doesn't go down and doesn't come up, figuratively speaking, because God is not going to start something new now. This is the day. This is the thing that he is doing. This is what we are living in until that day, until the day of the Lord comes. And so I got very interested in it, and I just started to read a little bit more. Where else do I see this? And this is not a complete study by any means. It's just to make us excited a little bit and build us up in the faith. But this is the day. Today is God's favor. That was his proclamation. It was a big, big event. In 1 Peter 1, we read, maybe I turn there. I'm not good at quoting these places. 1 Peter 1, verse 10. He describes God's grace and salvation that came to us. And then he says, "About which salvation the prophets sought out and searched out, prophesying concerning the grace for you, searching for what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ made clear within them, testifying beforehand of the sufferings of Christ and the glories that should follow." Prophets were searching. Men of God were seeking and trying to understand about the scripture, little fractions of revelation that they understood from the old writings. And they couldn't figure out who it speaks about and what time it speaks about. And Peter says, this is the age, the time, the day when you, where you live in. And that's what Jesus came to proclaim. Then in Hebrews 1, you know that this is the very first verse of the book of Hebrews, if I find it in my digital Bible. "God at many times in many ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, and he has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things." And he continues, goes on. Just to go with that same thought, God spoke at different times in different ways. One time he spoke like this, whoever comes close to the mountain has to die. That was one time and one way he spoke. And another time he spoke another way. He said, sin has a desire for you, but you should rule over it. And I'm just thinking, when Jesus came, he speaks about a day, a year of grace, God's favor given to us, without any condition, without any, anything for us to do or think about. It's just that he has decided to bring in a savior and to show his favor on us. And the message is whoever believes, whoever wants to receive it, that's fantastic. So that was a little history. These prophets, these men of God, were longing and searching and trying to understand. And then finally, the man comes, the God-man, and he says, today, what you have heard about, what you have read about, it is today. It's starting now. You are living in it. So there's a little man looking for Jesus. His name is Zacchaeus. And I love this. He has a desire. He doesn't even know what it is. He just wants to see Jesus. And Jesus knows him, looks at him in the crowd, and says, come down from the tree. He's sitting in a tree. He says, come down. This is in Luke 19, verse 5. I think I turned there. Because he uses the keyword with him also. He said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must stay at your house. And I like that. Because we have good days and bad days. We have, maybe sometimes we think that now God cannot do anything. Now it's too late. I have wasted my time. I don't know if it's possible to start fresh. But God comes in and he says, no, it's not 2 years from now. It's not when you have changed your ways. It's not if you really mean business. But today, right now, he says it to Zacchaeus, I want to go to your house. And then later he says the same thing to him when Zacchaeus starts giving back money to people from whom he has taken. Then Jesus says also, this day salvation has come to this house. And I just like it. Things happen fast with Jesus. When he is there, when we live in this day that he has proclaimed and he decided to give his favor to us, it happens right now. So what day is it today?
Wednesday.
Yeah, it's Wednesday. Also, it could be Friday, it could be Monday, it could be Saturday, because it's always today. And this is my point tonight, that for God, there's this one day. It's today, it's that day when he has decided to give grace to us, to give favor to us. Another man who heard this was the thief on the cross, hanging right beside Jesus. And he confesses to him. He says, remember me when you come in your kingdom. But first he confesses his sin when he says to the other thief, you know that we deserve what we are getting here, but he is innocent. And then Jesus says to him, we all know what he says, today you will be with me in paradise. And as such, I love this, that God has decided to be good to us, to show favor to us, to give grace to us, and that immediately, right now, today, this hour, this day, today, this is your time. So I'm almost finished now. That was Zacchaeus and the thief on the cross. So then there's a warning in Hebrews, in chapter 3. And I have to turn there again. Hebrews says it, I think, 4 times. Today, if you hear his voice, don't harden your hearts like your ancestors did. When many of them died in the wilderness. And actually that's a quote from a psalm, but that's not important. But in Hebrews 3, verse 13, it says, exhort one another daily, why it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. We have received something, a great salvation, a great grace, a great favor from God. So he says, exhort one another daily while it is still called today, that you would not get hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Today is still today. Today we live in the time when God turns his goodness to us, when he gives mercy and forgiveness and grace. But that day is coming, we know, and nobody knows when. So this is a warning, and I'm just thinking like this. He says, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Maybe I am a Christian, maybe I'm saved, maybe I'm born again, maybe I know God, maybe I have understood his goodness. But then some things draw me away from walking with God, and I become sour and bitter, and I'm not interested in what he has done. I'm not able to see what he is doing in my life. And maybe he doesn't do much because there's no room for the Holy Spirit. So he said, I want you to exhort one another, keep an eye on each other, take interest in one another's lives. Because this is still today, and this is the exhortation. I believe this is so beautiful that we can say to each other, Peter, do you know what day it is today? It is today, yes, Thursday, yes. This is the day when God has decided to bless you. This is the day when God has decided to be good to you without anything on your part. So this is the day. Why are you sad then? Why are you upset? What is bothering you? What's bugging you? God has decided to give you what you don't deserve today. We need that encouragement, and we can do it every day as long as it's called today. Each day is the same grace, and each day we can start new. So we don't need to wait. I said it earlier also. Many times, maybe this is how we are deceived, tricked by sin. When I'm living for myself on a bad day, maybe a bad period, I feel like, okay, I can't come to God just like that. I am not the kind of person who would just change like that. But it's not me who has to change. I just need to understand that this is the day when he has decided to bless us. This is the day when his grace is still available. This is the day when he does not count our sins. This is the day when his blood was shed for me. And I can just receive these, take these truths, embrace them, and walk in them. And it can happen in one moment, just like Zacchaeus looking on the tree, and Jesus says, I'm going to your place today, not tomorrow, not 2 weeks from now, not week 15, but I'm going right now to your house. And Zacchaeus is just looking at that. What? I didn't even invite, well, I wanted to have him, but I didn't invite him. I didn't say anything. And he's coming, because this is the day. So, don't wait. Let's not wait for anything. Maybe it feels like it's not the best day we have ever had. Maybe it feels like I would like to go to sleep, but don't sleep too long. We have no reason to wait for anything. We have no reason to hesitate. But today is his day. Any time, any day is the same. As long as it's today, before the last day, it is still the same. So I think I leave you with these thoughts. I'm sure that a lot more could be said on this subject. For example, we could go into being responsible with our time. How do we spend our time? How do we pray for wisdom when it comes to time? We could talk about not thinking about the past, or thinking about not worrying about the future. Jesus speaks about it. Even the Lord's Prayer says, give us our daily bread today, not tomorrow. Yeah. You could speak about the manna, God's provision that was given every day, only for that one day. But I think I'm going to leave these thoughts. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. You proclaimed a good message, a message of God's favor. And thank you that although we are not Jews, we were not part of the promise, but we are a part of the promise that were given, that was given to Abraham. Thank you, Jesus, that you have found us also, that you have given us grace, that we are also among those who are invited, the whoever. Lord, thank you. Thank you for this day. Thank you that it's today, God. And we pray that we would be able to see your grace, that we would be able to experience those things that you want to give to us. Lord, thank you that every day is the same for you, but you know that some days are worse and some days are better for us. We ask that you would be with us in both good days and bad days, that we would be able to see your face, that we would be able to see your hand, your footsteps. Thank you, God. We pray for those who don't know you. We pray for your people in this city, Jesus. Thank you for this evening. Bless us as we go home. Bless our families, our daily activities, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
This is Kiss's prayer.